Welcome back, everybody. Don't give up hope. Yes, there is still justice in this world. We are a democracy of laws. We're going to get into what that means in just a moment, but I want to bring you some breaking news. The military commander, this is according to reporting by the New York Times, just within the last hour, the military commander overseeing the Pentagon's escalating attacks against boats in the Caribbean Sea that the Trump administration says are smuggling drugs is stepping down, according to three officials just today. The officer, Admiral Alvin Holsey, is leaving his job as head of the U.S. Southern Command, which oversees all operations in Central and South America, even as the Pentagon has rapidly built up some 10,000 troops in the region, oh my goodness, and is considering what is a major counter-drug and counter-terrorism mission. You know, President Peace. Just gonna some CIA covert activities. This is President Peace.
Oh, don't get me started.
Nothing to see here. Also, just want to share this with everyone as well. In a major setback for Donald Trump and his National Guard deployments here in the U.S., the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, has declined to disturb the temporary restraining order that had been issued preventing the deployment of National Guard late last week. That decision was published over the weekend. This is the hearing last week where the judge basically said that she doesn't really believe or trust the factual representations of DHS. Extraordinary. The Seventh Circuit three-judge panel that made this decision today includes a Trump-appointed judge as well as a George H.W. Bush-appointed judge. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? The Seventh Circuit concluded in reaching their decision that they see no rebellion permitting use by the National Guard of the National Guard by the president. No kidding, for crying out loud. And all of this brings us very appropriately to my next guest. I am super stoked to be talking to Liam Kent. He's with the He is with the Blue Anchor Project, which is one of the national partners for the No King's Day. I'm going to call them celebrations. The No yes. King's Day movement, the peaceful rallies that are going to be happening across the country this Saturday. Welcome to the show, Liam. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, trust me, I even mess up the name on occasion. I literally have to go by the acronym BAP to be able to say it right. But
good acronym salad is always good fun. I never want to object to it. I want to jump right in. We've got some sound that I wanted to play for you because you know that you're striking a chord with the MAGA movement and freaking them out when they start to just lie every which way to Sunday about what's going on. I was at the No King's first protest. I had a conflict that day, but I volunteered to take my 82 and 83-year-old parents and their late 70s buddies all down there in one big clown car of rally goers that were, you know, either octogenarians or near octogenarians. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of people with signs singing songs and listening to speakers. There wasn't anything even remotely violent about it. But this is what Republicans are saying. Jacob, let's take cut 43.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes.
And then October 18th is when the protest gets here. This will be a Soros paid for protest where his professional protesters show up, the agitators show up. We'll have to get the National Guard out.
Hope to continue this shutdown for what? For a Hate America rally that's taking place on the Mall on Saturday, Maria?
Just to appease the most radical elements of his base, so that on the 18th, when they have the Hate America rally that everybody knows is coming.
If, in fact, they are waiting for this No Kings protest, you know, No Kings means no paychecks. No paychecks and no government.
And that's one of the things about Antifa. You've heard President Trump say multiple times they are organized, they are a criminal organization, and they're very organized. You're seeing people out there with thousands of signs that all match pre-bought pre-put together.
The No Kings protest, Maria, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa, paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it? But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest.
Okay, I'm not quite done yet. I promise, Liam.
I was just going to say, where's the Soros money? I'll take a paycheck.
Let's just deal with that. And here's Ted Cruz saying again about the Soros funding, because again, right wingers.
Oh,
like
goody!
To trade
I can't wait to hear
yes,
this.
Yes, they like to trade in conspiracies that Jewish folks, you know, are ruling the world. Here's Ted Cruz trading in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on national news. Cut 47.
The Democrats today are a party of radical interest groups. Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money. And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check.
What a jerk. And so I mean, I very rarely use this word on the air. What an ass.
Yes. This is coming from the man that runs away from his constituents and goes to Cancun and leave his dog in the house because he can't handle helping people. This comes from the man who gets how much money from the Koch brothers ecosystem, if you want to go that whole route.
Yes.
I mean, the fact George Soros, like, yeah, he funds quite a bit of Democratic groups, but like, it's we actually like, you know, do change. He doesn't fund mine.
Yes.
I'm this is all volunteer for me. I mean, everything that we do, I crack up at how they're like the hate America thing says the people who hate America. You know, it's like, at least be consistent.
Well,
you're saying that you're the silent majority, yet now you're the ignorant minority. You say that you say all that's like, I'm better than you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. But then at the same time, you are not your pathetic little imbeciles who don't understand the concept of reality. So you have to make up alternative facts to fit your own concept of reality. I mean, these people are in their own delusional land, while all of us who are organizing No Kings are actually listening to the people. That is why millions of Americans came out last time. I was in Boston. We had the largest turnout of over 1 million people. I'm heading back to Boston again, and I'm expecting there to be double the turnout. We are seeing twice as much engagement. We saw twice as much engagement last week. We're seeing even more now. We're gaining 100,000, 200,000 plus RSVPs a day. Then you just multiply that by like four or five times.
Yes.
Because not everybody RSVPs.
Yep.
But they bring their friends. So we're going to see millions upon millions of people collectively across this country, from small town communities all the way up to the big cities, and even across the world. I mean, we have them in Canada, we have them in France, we have them in the UK, we have them in Europe, we have them almost on all continents. And if we have them on all continents, I would love that. You know, it's last time Australia called me up. Right after No Kings, wanting to ask it. So it's like the entire world is behind the American citizens, and nobody likes Trump except Trump. I mean, like, yeah, I can go on, but what they're saying is absolute bullshit. Sorry,
well,
I don't mean to use the strong
language. You can't say that on FCC regulated airwaves. Hopefully,
so
we caught
sorry.
That. So hopefully we caught that. But let me just say this: the reason that the rhetoric coming from the right is worthy of note, and the reason that I played it, and I've got a little bit more sound that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I just want to listen to what Caroline Levitt said yesterday. And again, this from the MAGAs that, you know, just about a month ago were claiming that incendiary rhetoric and, you know, lambasting Democrats for calling what is a duck, meaning Donald Trump has autocratic fascist tendencies. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Caroline Levitt said yesterday on national news.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world.
No, you're not. And this is the reason that I wanted to play this sound. First of all, who sounds like they've gotten the talking points memo, right, from their billionaire overlords? These are all of the same people saying all of the same lies over and over and over again. I have never met a member of Antifa. I have never seen a member of Antifa at any protest or rally that I have been to in my entire life. I couldn't find one if I wanted to. I don't know anyone.
What do they even look like?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And literally, the very name of the organization tells you that they're not an organization, right? Like, they're anti-fascist. They're, by definition, like, not an organized group. But the reason that I bring this up is that what they're trying to do is lie to discredit ahead of time. They know exactly what you know, Liam, that people across the world and across this country, in numbers far exceeding No Kings One, are ticked off, are concerned, and are mobilizing. They're worried that that level of mobilization will make them look illegitimate. It will make them look small. It will make them look anti-democratic. It will make them look anti-American. So what do they do, like every other conservative in recent memory, most, and I'm talking about MAGAs, they project what they know is going on in their deep, dark, tortured soul, and it comes out in these confessions. This is dangerous stuff. And listen, when Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, when Senator Cruz, Bob Emmer, Steve Scalise, Scott Bessent, by the way, this has nothing to do with the shutdown, though the timing is interesting given the fact that Democrats are trying to fight for affordable health care and Republicans won't even negotiate in good faith. But when they say things like terrorist ring, it's all Democrats are pro-Hamas, Antifa, Marxist, or terrorists, okay? These are dog whistles that create a permission structure among the MAGA faithful. And a couple of those folks that we heard speaking, I think it was Steve Scalise, said it's the permission structure to sic the military on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. It is the permission structure for the tin pot wannabe dictator
to deploy military powers
against his
own
people.
It's because they're cowards. You know, they have to use military force to project their power because they have none. True power and true leadership is representing what people actually, the American citizens, want. And so you have these insignificant little people try to continuously tell people what to do. I mean, come to No Kings Day on this Saturday. Go on to nokings.org to find your local event and show them that
you're going to come back with me, Liam. We're going to continue to drop that website.
Okay.
I like little insignificant people. I want to see us in the millions showing up to say no to our wannabe tin pot dictator. We're going to continue this discussion with Liam Kent on the other side as we get ready for No Kings here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.